We are.
What's that process like?
Just getting acclimated, trying to figure out what the guy does. When he's in game situations, kind of look back to some of his college film and try to figure out, like, if it's wet, windy, where are his tendencies when he errs? And then just acclimate him to where I'm expecting the ball as a holder. And then also, Cairo, our big thought process is, if he's going to throw a bad snap, at least let it be visible to where Cairo is, nothing behind me, where then he's second-guessing when the ball's coming back there. But basically, yeah, it's just working with him and try to figure out his tendencies. And then, you know, for me, I'm a taller guy, so I don't like bending over and catching punt snaps. So I like to keep my eyes out on the field. And so if they can keep it high for me and then in Cairo's visibility, then we're going to be good. So.
Have you gotten a look at Jorgen and James?
I have, definitely.
Definitely
film and just snapping a little bit out here. We don't have a whole lot of time. It's something that you got to kind of do on your own stuff, and we've made sure to do that and stay within the rules here. I like what I see. Obviously, they're both big physical guys, and we'll see what the draft and free agency brings us, because I know that that's an issue, that a gap that you got to fill. Gafford did a great job for here for a long time. Kendall Gammon.
Oh, okay.
And
there was somebody in between him and
Gafford. Ed Perry and Jean-Philippe Darche. It's been a while. We have another Canadian in camp, though, so it'd be Jean-Philippe.
You know, when you're looking at those guys, you know, are you trying to get a sense for how much heat they put on the ball? How does looking at them help you?
Definitely. I mean, obviously, accuracy is the biggest thing. You know, if you have a guy that can keep it within a, you know, tight space most of the time, it makes my job easier. It makes Cairo, you know, easier. So that's the biggest thing I look at is accuracy. And then if he moves his feet, I'm not expecting him to make any tackles or anything like that. Obviously, it's icing on the cake if he does. But his deal is to keep me clean, keep a ball, you know, high where I like it, and then, you know, we'll obviously be good to go.
How's life changed for you getting ready for another NFL season since you started?
Oh, crazy. I got, you know, five kids, so that's always getting them in the right place. We put two of them in school in the off season. Just getting going from dad all the time to, you know, not there very much except for, you know, when we get off work. So that becomes difficult. But really, it's just another season for me. I try to do a lot of stuff to keep myself in shape, eating wise, and just stuff with my wife. We do a lot of bar method, yoga, just anything you can imagine to keep me, you know, limber, flexible. I'm not getting any younger, so we got younger guys coming out. And I just try to focus on my goals from last year, doing it better and what I've been able to attain, and just, you know, keep that kind of on the rise. And I always want people, when they meet me and have me in a room, that I've always said that I want our head coach to look over there at special teams for a split second and then just say, they got it covered. So that's what Cairo, whoever our long snapper is going to be, I expect them to take care of business and for us to, you know, keep us in games. And so that's how I get ready.
You kind of talked about taking time to get comfortable with the new long snapper and get into a rhythm with him. In what ways would you say that you're more comfortable working with Cairo now, a year since you started working with him?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, anytime you can get a year under your belt like he just did, I think he was almost 84%, which is, you know, huge as a rookie. He had some really big kicks, started really kicking off well towards the middle and late of the year. The accuracy that he was able to have here, this is a tough place to kick just because of the wind, sometimes the weather. It's a time thing. It's getting to know him in meetings, outside meetings, hanging out at the house, doing Bible studies, you know, anytime you can spend time with a guy. And that's the same thing for long snappers, is it takes a lot of time to get to know somebody and knows what makes them tick. If I know something helps him to have a good day, then I need to come in here with a positive attitude and talk about his family, see how he's been doing off the field. If that's what gets him sparked and ready to roll, you just got to know those little things that really make a guy tick. That's the most important thing. Is, you know, we're all people, and we all want to feel accepted, loved, and a part of things. And so when you do that, it's obviously easier to be successful on the field. And you can see that. That's how Andy does his thing. And all the coaches that are here now is, you know, you come in as a team, you leave as a family. And, you know, when you're accepted like that in these walls, you know, obviously we've been successful. 2 years prior to this regime coming, we won 6 games in 2 seasons, and we've won 20 in two of the last two. So obviously we've been successful, and we got to stay on that note and try to exceed that and get far into the playoffs.
This last thing for me, how happy were you to see Coach come back, Coach Dave Tony?
Big time. Dave is he's a great coach. You know, we're lucky to have him. I know he's one of those guys that you always worry about every year. You know, is he going to try to go do a head coaching thing like you've seen a lot of guys that are head coaches now be successful, leave the special teams, go to a head coach. But really with Andy, with Dave, with all of our coaches, you know, they keep it – we want to be smart football players, take care of each other, spend as much time as we can over here. I mean, we work long days here, and that's because we keep each other accountable here. And he treats us as men, and – as you've seen, we haven't had hardly any issues. And when you do, they're quick and done, and they handle it per guy, and it works out well for us.